This week, folks in Wheeling are ramping up for the annual Upper Ohio Valley Italian Heritage Festival. It's one of the largest Italian festivals in the country. But as Glynis Board reports, it's not all cannoli and spaghetti. Organizers have worked to make ethnicities from across the region feel welcome in their celebration of heritage.
About 30 years ago, some folks from Wheeling went to West Virginia's first Italian Heritage Festival in Clarksburg, which still occurs every Labor Day weekend, and decided they needed to start an Italian festival in the Northern Panhandle, too.
They were jealous. They saw and heard wonderful things and wonderful smells, and they saw people in celebrating the heritage and culture of Italy, and they wanted to come back and do the same.
That's Bob Gaudio, who served on the festival's board of directors for 12 years and was the festival chairman for six of those years. He's also the festival's honoree this year, the Ohio Valley's Italian American of the Year.
Coal mines were the reason that my grandfather and many folks who live in the Upper Ohio Valley's grandfathers and great-grandfathers came to the Upper Ohio Valley. They came from Italy, which was at that time very impoverished, in the first part, the late latter part of the 19th and early part of the 20th century. And they came to work and to become a part of this nation because it was prospering. And that's why you have so many Italians up and down both sides of the river.
But Gaudio says Wheeling's Italian festival isn't just about Italian heritage.
So the celebration specifically, or the mission, is to celebrate the heritage and culture of our ancestors. But in doing so, we also celebrate the community of the Upper Ohio Valley, no matter what their ethnic backgrounds. It's the biggest and best neighborhood block party that I've ever attended.
Gaudio explains there's one area of the festival dubbed Little Italy, where there's an abundance of Italian foods. But the rest of the party is full of Greek and classic American foods and drink, 100 vendors, and three stages featuring musical acts from around the region and the country.
Really looking forward to the guitar contest on Saturday afternoon. CA House is sponsoring it on the Williams stage. And I'm looking forward to that. That's new. We've never done it before.
That's Kim Smith, the festival's coordinator for this and the past 10 years.
There's always something different. There's always something new. You know, if you leave hungry, it's pretty much your own fault.
While the food and events and fireworks are the main reasons the festival has become one of the largest of its kind in the country, pulling some 150,000 people each year, Gaudio says the real focus of the festival is the scholarships they hand out to community students.
We have awarded over the course of the 32 years almost $300,000 to area college students, people that were entering college the next semester this coming fall.
High school students apply over the course of their senior year for the $1,000 individual grants that are meant for college books and tuition wherever their studies take them.
You don't have to be an Italian or of Italian heritage to win. In fact, we've had African Americans, Asian Americans, Anglos, everybody wins if you fit the criteria and you're a kid that's done something for your community, you've gotten good grades, and you have the financial need.
There are special categories, but 14 scholarships in all are handed out each year.
It's really why this festival is why it exists, because we're basically Italian Americans who believe in family and our God and our country, and families first.
The 32nd Wheeling Italian Heritage Festival kicks off Friday evening at the Wheeling Heritage Port along the Ohio River and continues until Sunday evening. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.